Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Cam Olig of Prescriptive Health touches on the results of a new market access survey. Eli Lilly and Ascidian Therapeutics announce a global research collaboration worth up to $1.9 billion to develop RNA exon editors for inherited kidney diseases. And the FDA issues new draft guidance to reduce the submission burden for gene therapy developers. Cam Olig, Chief Commercial Officer of Prescriptive Health, discusses the findings of a new market access survey, asking pharmaceutical industry executives directly about where DTC dispensing models, affordability strategies, and patient support services stand today and where they need to go. Olig discusses what the survey revealed about executive confidence in existing market access infrastructure, the growing pressure from MFN pricing and accumulator programs to modernize how brands reach and support patients at the point of care, and how the industry's appetite for DTC-enabled models has shifted as GLP-1 commercialization has demonstrated both the scale opportunity and the operational complexity of going direct. Eli Lilly and Ascidian Therapeutics enter a global research collaboration and licensing agreement to discover and develop RNA exon editors for monogenic kidney diseases, a class of inherited conditions that has remained largely out of reach for existing therapeutic technologies, in a deal worth up to $1.9 billion in total potential consideration, including an undisclosed upfront payment, development, and commercial milestones, and tiered royalties on worldwide sales. Under the deal structure, Ascidian will lead discovery and selected preclinical activities, while Lilly takes responsibility for additional preclinical work, clinical development, manufacturing, and global commercialization. Finally, FDA has issued draft guidance titled "Leveraging Prior Knowledge in the Development of Human Gene Therapy Products, Incorporating Genome Editing," outlining how gene therapy sponsors can streamline regulatory submissions by drawing on publicly available information, established platform knowledge, and data from prior programs, including CMC data, non-clinical study results, and clinical information, rather than generating entirely new evidence for each submission. The guidance, released as a PDUFA-7 commitment and open for public comment through September 1st, apply specifically to genome editing products in human somatic cells, but the agency noted that many recommendations will be relevant to AAV vectors, nanoparticle-based gene therapies, and ex vivo cell-modified therapies as well. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.